This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's start with this story then, shall we? The Department of Basic Education has announced plans to introduce additional new subjects for grades 10 and 12 by 2025 to improve their chances at employment after matric. These subjects include office administration, art and design, and hairdressing. And the department says that they are focusing on giving learners education that equips them for the future or future world of work, as not all learners go on to study in higher education institutions after matric. All right, let's get more. I have on the line the Chief Director for Math, Science and Technology at the Department of Basic Education, Siliki Thabane, joins us on the line. Good morning to you, and thank you very much. I should say Thabane, joining us on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tabiso, and thank you very much once more for having us on your show. Mm. And good morning to listeners.
It's great. It's ironic that I should be speaking to you about this as the Chief Director of Math, Science and Technology, where, as by and large, it sounds as if the subjects that are being proposed are not math, science and technology, these additional subjects. First of all, talk to us about the idea. We get the idea that you are preparing learners to be able to have, I guess, some sort of a skill once they that will allow them to go straight into the workplace. Just talk to us about the kind of careers that you have in mind and how you came up with them.
Thank you once more, Tabiso. Tabiso, perhaps let me start by indicating that our current curriculum offerings in the past years has been heavily inclined towards what you call the academic programs, mm-hmm. those that would get learners to articulate or access programs at universities. It has been a very big thing for every family to get a child into university. And as a result of that, we have celebrated matric passes so much that all the newspapers are going to and all media houses would actually focus on the on the results of matric as learners progress through. And after that, we then have another stage where children will be queuing up at universities seeking to access programs that are into universities. But that is not all what the job market or the world of work requires. People with degrees. We need people with qualifications that are not necessarily degree oriented. Not that children must not get degrees, even with the programs that we are offering. The whole aim is that we design them in a manner that if children would like to enter into higher education institutions later on, they should be able to do that. They mustn't run into a deadlock. Now, what we are doing is that we are strengthening what you call the vocational mm-hmm. as well as the occupational programs, because we have realized that industry requires people with this type of skills, not only people with degrees. And right now we're grappling as a country with a lot of unemployed mm. graduates, because so these children, mm. after working hard, they possess programs that are not necessarily required or skills that are not necessarily required by industry. So we are repositioning and re-engineering the basic education to make a contribution towards skills, knowledge, programs mm. That are required by the real world of work.
And how do you determine what those are? I mean, I cited a couple of examples there, but I'm wondering how wide you're going to spread the net, if you like, or in terms of offering that you will have.
Tabiso, there is research that is conducted on a continuous basis to look at the type of careers that we need to skill our learners towards. So what we are doing is based on research to say the following careers are oversubscribed, there's a shortage, we even need to import skills as a result of that. So based on this research, it informs the work that we are doing, and so we are responding to this type of empirical evidence that is available.
Mm-hmm. This will obviously require additional, I suppose, skills and in terms of teachers that will be required to offer to teach these subjects. And I don't know, even an adaptation to some extent. I mean, for example, if you're going to offer a skill like hairdressing, your schools would have to be kitted out suitably and so on.
You are correct, Tabi. So there are a number of factors that are at play. One of them is resourcing from human resource point of view, as you've indicated, that we need suitably qualified teachers to teach these subjects. We are working with the Department of Higher Education because the production of teachers and the supply of teachers is a responsibility of the Department of Higher Education and Training. We engage with them on a continuous basis. I myself had to make a presentation at the Dean's Forum. These are deans of all universities meeting on a regular basis, and then we then communicate our needs to them.
Okay.
So we're working with the Department of Higher Education to point them to the direction where we need human resources. Mm. You spoke to other physical resources, for instance, that we need dedicated rooms, we need dedicated equipment, and we as the Department of Education have made available a conditional grant that assist us to resource schools adequately by building workshops, by supplying them with machinery and equipment for those schools that would like to offer these subjects.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. Mr. Thabane, we appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Tabiso, for allowing us to communicate with South Africa. Thank you very much.
That's the Chief Director for Math, Science and Technology at the Department of Basic Education, Siliki Thabane. What do you think of that? Is it a good idea? Then not everyone is inclined towards a career or at least an academic path. Perhaps we should offer them these alternatives. Hairdressing, as I said, I wonder, it could be any number of things, design, art, office management and all of those things. Do you think that's a good idea? Let me know. 0861-987-000.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.